Louis Rivers was among the finest men I've known, and time spent aboard the Miss Sandy are my best memories on the water. Our days began before the sun, walking dark Provincetown streets to the pier. This was the 1980s. Young men ending their adventures as we were starting ours made lewd comments about this odd pair. A young, long-haired, bearded guy alongside a squat older man with arms like thick oak limbs. Louis would just laugh. In all our years, I never saw him get into an argument or fight, a rare thing among fishermen. Miss Sandy was tied up at McMillan Wharf like a dog waiting to get off leash. You could always find her because Louis lashed a Christmas tree to the top of the mast, his whimsical signature. That and shorts, which he wore as much as possible because, as he said, he had nice legs. The boat was named for Louis's daughter, Sandy, who died as a young woman. Louis would not talk about that much, not even with Marjorie, who he convinced to move from Gloucester and marry him in 1947. He already was fishing with his father, Jack, who had come from a Portuguese town, Fuzeta, in 1913. Jack's first boat was the Amelia R., a converted rum runner. On a nice day, Louis would announce, "It's going to be a corker, Seth." He would then nod to a small plaque on the wheelhouse wall, which read, "Dustoma contra desto barco o capitão e os tripulantes." God bless this boat, the captain, and the crew. We would steam into sunrise. Louis fished 200, 250 days a year. He would lay down his gear on soft bottom, avoiding rocks and wrecks, tow for a couple hours, and then haul back. The big belly of the net would emerge, dripping seawater, bulging. Louis would yank and release the cod end, which held the net closed, and the catch would drop onto the deck, where sorting would begin, amid much rapping, flapping, and writhing. All manner of things might show up. Whiting, flounders, gray sole, big fish and babies, lobsters, old barrels, busted buckets. "It's like a Christmas present," Louis would joke. "You never know what you're going to get until you get it." His knowledge of the town matched his knowledge of the bay, honed during one stint away from the water when he ran a jumping night spot in the late 1950s and early 1960s called Louis Dine and Dance in Truro. The sea drew him back, and when I asked why, he offered one of his many wise and humorous perspectives. "Working in the bar, we had to deal with human nature. Fishing, we have to deal with Mother Nature. And I'll tell you, I'd much rather deal with Mother Nature. She's a lot more predictable." Louis had a son, Louis, who had a son, also Louis, but fishing was not in their blood. Louis Middle became a land surveyor, and Louis Little stayed on land too. "I thought my grandfather and great-grandfather would be kind of upset," youngest Louis told me, "but they know there's a lot less fish and a lot more for me to do. So the fishing industry, as far as this family is concerned, is going to die right here. It ain't getting past me." Then he laughed, as did his eavesdropping grandfather. You might think the decision secretly bothered Louis, but no. He saw that son and grandson were happier on land, and when the time came to sell Miss Sandy, he did so with no regret. In 2008, he breathed his last, and all of the older Provincetown Portuguese community came to St. Peter's to celebrate Mass and Louis. That was the last time I was in the old Catholic church before it burned. Blue and gold rays gleaming through stained glass of St. Peter on the sea. My vantage was good because the family asked me to deliver the eulogy. Me, not Portuguese, not from town, not even Catholic. It was among the great honors of my life.